Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. Corey Dillon was a pretty damn good football player with the New England Patriots. He retired 10 years ago from the NFL. He's lived a quiet, anonymous life. His name popped up an awful lot over the last week. We were talking about him quite a bit, and apparently he's not that happy about the way people have talked about him. He joins us live on the phone line right now. Corey, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Great. Terrific. So I read that you were not real happy, and we are guilty as charged, because when the talk first came up about Antonio Brown, we talked about players who had had some issues elsewhere with another team, and we brought up your name. We brought up Randy Moss, reclamation projects with the New England Patriots, and it worked. We were using it as a success story. Sounds to me like you're a little pissed that people are including you in that same sentence.
Well, far as being having issues with Cincinnati, I mean, due to the fact that they weren't that good at the time when I was there. So I'm curious on how anybody could fault me for wanting to go somewhere else and win football games.
Well, because you did have problems. You requested a trade, right, with Marv Lewis. Apparently there were some issues, right? Okay, and you said, I remember the quote, 99 would rather flip burgers than play for the Bengals. So if we're looking at here in New England, right, we hear that and we're going, oh, this is a trouble guy.
Is that because I'd rather play somewhere else? I'm a trouble guy? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't look at it that way. So I had no problems down there. I mean, obviously I had some issues with management, but I don't think that equates to being a bad guy, a cancer, or a bad teammate.
I don't think we're saying that. But there were You certainly weren't a happy campaign. Maybe, listen, Antonio Brown might have done the exact same thing you did.
Players are doing it now.
Right. He forced his way out of Oakland to come here,
Corey,
maybe.
I would say you're kind of ahead of your time, because we've got players now holding out for $15 million a year.
Exactly. I'm a trailblazer.
Yeah, that's where I have a look at that.
Yeah, you know, Corey, there is a there was a, you know, I remember what, you know, obviously before you signed there was a reputation. There was a lot of gossip and rumors, and people who didn't know you were kind of just waiting to meet you to kind of make their own impression, you know, idea of what you were like. And I always said you were a great teammate. I mean, I had no issues with you. Hardworking, dedicated, you know, nothing you wouldn't do. But I'm curious to know, like, when you came into the locker room, did you hear rumors and gossip of what it was going to be like becoming a Patriot? Do you think there was going to be some sort of intervention, right? Like, you know, they're going to somehow do the whole MIB mind, thing, and like, you know, completely swipe your mind and start all over. Because people think that AB is going through some sort of, like, you know, transformation because he's in the Patriot locker room. What was it like for you?
Well, I heard of the Patriot way, Christian, but really, I mean, I just wanted to be myself, and me being myself, you know, translated into me fitting in perfectly. So I wasn't really concerned about, you know, changing my ways. I was more concerned of how can I help the team win and come in here and working my butt off and earning the respect of the staff, you know, the owner and the players.
Now, did anyone ever come to you, Bill, Bears, one of your coaches, sit you down and say, listen, this is the way we do things? Or did you just kind of come in and just kind of integrate yourself because it was just, you kind of recognized they were just professionals at their job?
Well, me and Bill had a conversation, and he asked me two questions, to be honest with you. So when I came down there to visit, he asked me about some of the things that went on in Cincinnati, and I told him honestly. I said those issues stem from, you know, not winning football games. And he kind of, you know, he nodded and said he understood that. Second, he asked me another question, and the final question was like, do you think you could play for us? And I said absolutely. And that was kind of the end of that. And the rest was, you know what, let's sign this contract and come over and play for us.
You know, Corey, we were saying the stuff that happened, you know, in Cincinnati, you know, the contract and everything else. But when they talk about trouble, then this is just my recollection. It was, to me, it was more maybe some stuff before Cincinnati. You know, I mean, whether it's college, you felt like you dropped in the draft. Some teams didn't know about you coming out of school. And there were a few charges there, you know, assault charges. So that, I think that's kind of the correlation as opposed to just a contract issue in Cincinnati.
Well, stemming from college or, okay, so let's go to college. So there were some things when I was a teenager, which, you know what, because I didn't tell on somebody I'm a bad person, man, listen, that ain't happening where I'm from, and I would never do that. So I kind of took that beef and moved on with my life. As far as these alleged assault charges, man, I ain't never been convicted of no assault charge, so... I mean, accusations is accusations. I mean, being convicted of something is being convicted of something. Until, you know, you convict somebody, you got to presume that person innocent until he's convicted. Never been convicted. So I leave that at that. Other than that, other than those issues, as far as me and Cincinnati, I mean, listen, it's simple to me. I wanted to win. We wasn't winning. So I think I did my 7 years. I paid my dues in that organization, in that city. And I should have a right to, if you know what, if this thing ain't working out here, then I should have a right to move on and try to better my career.
Did you ever talk to any like NFL personnel guys about why you did slip in the draft?
No. It didn't matter. You know what somebody told me, the great Boomer Esiason? He said, it don't matter what round you go in. It matters what you do when you get here. And you know what? I stuck with that. You know what I mean? It didn't matter if I went in the first, second, third round. You know what? I was going to come and try to make a name for myself.
We're talking to former Patriots running back Corey Dillon. You played for Marv Levy. From the outside, it seemed to me like he was more of a player's coach. Belichick held a lot and holds a lot more structure. Did you need structure at that time in your life? And as you look at a guy like Antonio Brown, do you think that structure probably sometimes is good for a guy that, well, winning obviously is going to be good for a guy that is thriving for it. But did you need structure?
No, not at all. I mean, it was good. I'm glad that organization is structured that way, but I didn't need it. But coming over, I mean, great organization, structured. And everybody's held accountable. That's what you're looking for. You know what I mean? And shared one common goal of, you know what? We're all about winning. That's what I loved about the whole setup. Everybody's on the same page of going out there and trying to win football games.
You know, now that you're out of the league, Corey, do you look at the way – I'm curious to know your opinion of the way the NFL handles some of these cases, right? You know, they're so inconsistent sometimes. Even though they're saying one thing, they totally do something different. They're trying to be consistent, but they're almost hypocritical in their approach. I'm not sure how much you follow the NFL. You may not even pay attention to it anymore. I'm just curious to know what your feelings are the way they handle these cases.
Well, I mean, it's like they're their own court of law. I mean, say, for instance, somebody gets in trouble and they have their day in court. You know what I mean? And they're found not guilty. I mean, were they coming off, you know, doing something different than what was already ruled in a court of law? I don't understand that. I don't know how, you know what, if somebody's found not guilty, they can overturn that and often hearsay. That's the only thing that kind of bothers me. I mean, if the guys go to court, he's found not guilty. It shouldn't be no punishment whatsoever.
Okay,
but if he goes to court and he's found guilty, all right, do what you got to do.
Okay, so you've already talked about your situation, never convicted. You've seen the Antonio Brown story from afar, the latest, a civil complaint levied against him. Should he play on Sunday?
Like I said, everybody should take a step back. I mean, presume he's innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. We think he should play.
I mean,
I think he should play.
listen, I'm not casting him out or throwing stones at him. He's innocent until proven guilty. So let him play.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
Corey, remember the first time you met Bill when you walked in that locker room when they signed you?
Yeah, I remember that.
Was it? Was there a conversation? Like Christian said, a lot of people. You were just an unknown, you know. And so, was there anything like, "Hey, this is how we do things here. This is what I've asked of you," or is it just like, "Hey, just go out there and play"?
Listen, he never had a conversation with me of "This is how we do things." I mean, he let me be me, and I respected him, and he respected me. So, you know, all I had to do was just go out there, do my job, and play football.
What are you doing now?
Relaxing.
Hey, I mean, the NFL has been very, very good to you.
Yeah, I call it staying off the grid. You know what I mean? I just time in every blue moon, but a lot of golf, man, and just enjoying my kids and a lot of relaxing.
Christian's working his ass off every day in here in the studio with us.
Hey, Christian, I'm so sorry to hear that, buddy.
Well, you know, and that'll happen to you, you know, every now and then. Well, how's your body feel, by the way? Because, you know, you're in an era where...
That's what old football players do right now. Well, they compare bodies.
Last one here was you see Andrew Luck retiring, Gronk retiring. You saw the beating he took. It wasn't like, you know, people were like trying to, you know, push you down. I mean, they were attacking you, your knees, your head, everything.
You know what? It's kind of funny because I really had no real major injury. The worst probably was a tore groin, but... I honestly could say, I mean, like, in the mornings when it's cold, man, my body aches for some bad reason. I've been trying to get that straight now, but I can understand them guys, you know, calling it a day. It's a brutal sport.
No question. Hey, listen, it was great catching up with you, and I'm glad you're just playing golf and taking it nice and easy. And, when we did talk about you, we want you to know that we were talking about you, that it was a great reclamation project, and you did terrific here. We could have done just the opposite if you sucked. You know, when you came here, we'd be doing something totally different,
that's
right?
That's very true.
Yes, there you go.
Exactly.
Corey, great talking to you. Have a good one. See ya.
All right, thank you.
See you later. That is Corey Dillon, former running back of the New England Patriots. Interesting listening to his because there is kind of a parallel thing here.
I will say this. I haven't talked to him in forever, but we should
Sounds the same, by the way.
We should have him do some of our sound bites.
He's got a great voice.
Could you call him back and just have him do today's show, Ordway, Maloney, and Ford?
Have him do the production for you, opening up your little segment on Thursday.
That's even a better idea.
There you go.
Endorsed by Corey Dillon himself.
You could work.
I mean, I was surprised by that. I mean, I do think that he has, I don't know, maybe he just kind of downplays, but there was a lot of baggage.
I remember that.
That was, whether it was rumors, whether it was gossip, there was an unknown associated with him based on what you saw, what you heard through the grapevine. And you were kind of just, okay, well, you know what? I know that's what we say. You kind of wait till he gets in the building and then make your own opinion.
I don't remember whether he was having problems with Carson Palmer as they were playing or at the end, because at the end, Carson Palmer wanted nothing to do with him and wanted him, you know, traded away.
See what losing will do to you? Losing will drive you nuts.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown didn't have that problem. Antonio Brown, other than the last couple years, winning in Pittsburgh.
Not a Super Bowl.
Okay, but he didn't win
the
a
year
Super
before
Bowl,
he was there.
Like,
I think they went.
They weren't Cincinnati. They were always in the mix. They were always in the story. They had great defenses. They always had great weapons. They had a great quarterback.
Can I just say this though? And I can understand people coming up with the conspiracy theories that New England was trying to do this all along, and this is what Antonio Brown wanted, because you look at the situation in Pittsburgh. He was having difficulty with the coach, similar to what Corey was having. Not in his eyes, not winning enough. And last year they did not make the playoffs. Didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years. Then he goes to Oakland. He gets the money.
He gets a look too of what Oakland's going to be.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, this is even worse.
This is even worse than the situation
I just came back from.
Yeah. So I can understand how people come up with conspiracy theories, because you can see an individual sitting there going, and I can go to New England.
The conspiracy theory is 100% accurate as far as wanting to get out of Oakland.
Yeah.
As far as the Patriots having anything to do with it, you got to get in Antonio's head. Like, if he's planning on getting out of Oakland, so, you know, deep in his mind, he's thinking, okay, there's probably some destinations, teams, that he would love to hopefully be interested. Once I accomplish this goal, where would I like to go? Or who would I like to be interested in me? Obviously, the Patriots would be on top of that list. I think Seattle would be another one.
Yeah.
Hell, Kansas City. You might sit there and say, man, you got enough cash to bring me in. Put me and Tyreek on each side. And let's see, with Kelce, let's see what we can do. You know, so I'm sure he sat there and said, you know, there's a lot of destinations. But the conspiracy about getting out of Oakland, that is 100%.
So the other question,
I just don't think the Patriots had a hand in it.
Well, I'm glad he answered the one question about, you know, what did Bill talk to you? Did they say anything to you? And he said, yeah, he asked them about the past and asked them what the deal was. And he said, all right, listen, I was sick of losing. And then there were personality issues. So and we just clashed. And then he asked them, do you want to play for the Patriots? And it was a simple yes. And maybe that's all it took for Bill to say, okay, I get the issues you're having losing. That'll drive anyone mad, especially. And remember, he played in Cincinnati when it was Siberia.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody. We're talking. I used to hear stories about guys, they only got one pair of socks. And if you only got another pair of socks,
cheapest organization.
If there were holes in your socks, jocks, pads, they didn't wash your clothes.
One jock for the season.
It was a nightmare. They never washed the hot tub. I mean, it was disgusting. Pubic hairs all over the place, dirt and scum, and they didn't wash it.
By the way, 3-13, 4-12, 4-12. That was his second, third, and fourth year in Cincinnati. That'll make
you. So, I mean, that's easy. The other part is like, listen, I mean, I feel like there was three questions. You talked about he asked me another question, and then I asked me the last question. So the second question we're missing. We don't know what the second question was.
All right, let's get back to the phone call. 617-779-7937. And while we were interviewing Corey, a couple of people dropped off. So we got a couple of spots for you. And here's our guy, House, in Dorchester. House.
Hey, how y'all doing? First, let me say this. I love y'all, man. I really do.
We love
y'all.
You.
We love y'all. For real.
Love you all.
But I want to say this. Yesterday, Mr. Maloney.
Yeah.
I'm calling baloney. You was all up in arms yesterday.
Yeah, still okay?
So, all right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Number one, why didn't...
House, what's going on? Wait,
I'm at...
You getting pulled over, House?
I gotta move. Hold on. I'm trying to get out of the way of a
move. Are they profiling?
Constantly stay a few steps ahead of the law.
All right,
always.
So go ahead, House. Go ahead.
Now, let me say this.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you was all up in arms about this, and you said you still are.
Yeah.
So now, here's the thing. How come you're not up in arms about Miss Felicity, who's been accused? You're saying you're feeling sorry for her because she's got 14 days, by the way, which is still privilege, and you feel sorry for her. But Antonio Brown, who does not have a charge, who's as far as we know done nothing, you want to take away money from him. Some guy called yesterday and said, "What? Sit one game? It's nothing." Well, it is something. It's like maybe $190,000 or something, you know. And not only that, another thing is, you calling rape. Okay, what if my girlfriend, me being 6'5", 3 and some change, 6'4", 3 and some change, what if my girlfriend come home and jump on me and I don't want her and I say, yo, call the police on her because I'm really trying to get rid of her?
House, you're comparing Felicity Huffman, okay,
yeah,
to Antonio Brown.
Because,
who's
yes,
Felicity? Anybody alleged... Did Felicity rape them?
No, but she did something wrong.
Yeah.
She did something wrong.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I've been here before. We had this discussion yesterday about, like, civil cases.
It's a nonviolent crime.
You know, the guy that, like, you know, wants to sue Brady because he slipped a TB12. Oh, you want to suspend Brady? No. Not every civil suit's the same. But when it involves an allegation of rape, it's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different. What do you say?
It's a little bit different.
6'6" and 3, what? Three something.
I like the Maloney.
How big is he?
It's a big dude. I think he said he was like 6. See if you can find it. He's a big dude. That's why they call
him.
Right.
I asked you House if he's actually small because you know tiny is like big.
Tiny's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the opposite. Right?
I don't know. You want to compare Felicity Huffman?
No.
For me being 6'5", 3 and some change. What? 6'4",
3 and some change.
3 and some change.
That could be 75 pounds of change.
Should be 75
cents.
How
much change? Am I? Are we breaking the dollar here? What are we doing?
Wally is in California. Hello, Wally.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wally.
I was just calling because I like the fact that you brought up the Shirley LeLong theme and how she was being hypocritical as far as pointing out that the Patriots do this, but the Boston goes is that. And then when Jason Whitlock was on, or when you guys were mentioning him, the fact that he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and he had no issue with Kareem Hunt signing, Tyreek Hill.
No, he wanted Tyreek Hill suspended.
Yeah, well, I'm
no, he wanted Tyreek Hill suspended.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Lou. I apologize.
So that's consistent. I can't. Okay. And usually he's pretty good at this. If you follow him, he's usually pretty good at this and pretty consistent. He doesn't let, you know, even color lines get in the way with him. He really does. He is. He pisses a lot of people off. And that's what I like about him.
Yeah, he zigs.
But you're right. He's a Chiefs. I think he is a Chiefs fan. But since he was consistent about that case, I can't give him a hard time. Except that he brought up perception. Perception, like perception should play into it. That's the problem.
No, you can't. It's not real.
This is not about optics, people. And that's what people are doing. People said, well, it looks bad. I agree. Especially if you don't know the facts of this thing, it really looks bad. But the optics shouldn't play into it. You've got to be fair. You've got to be honest about this. And I think until you find out whether he has done something, whether he's guilty of something, you can't overreact to it.
You know what is
it.
Funny, though? Nobody wants to say whether he should play or not. They're so apprehensive, so careful. Michael Lombardi, even Corey, kind of took a little bit of push in to get
it's not,
Corey.
It's not PC. Correct.
I know, but I don't think it has anything to do with PC. I think it has
to do with PC.
Being fearful of getting caught with your pants down. Like, you said he should play, and something else comes up, and then the next day it's like, well, you said he should play. You're a bad guy.
No, hold on. I don't know where that plays into it. For an example,
then they go the old way route. Sometimes when you flip flop, it's because you get more information.
There you go. See, right? So I will flip flop in this
opinion
loop.
At all?
If I find out next Thursday or Friday that there is strong evidence that he actually did some of this stuff, I'd be a fool not to suddenly flip flop and say, "See you, goodbye." Right? And you know, you'll probably take a victory lap here or whatever. But I'm telling you that until we get to that point, I think he should play. And if we find evidence that he did this, then that's when you're up. But why are people hesitant about this?
No, I'm asking you.
Because it's not politically correct.
I know, but you say it's, okay, say you use politically correct. Okay, I say it's more based on fear. It's fear.
What's
the
fear?
They're fearful of being wrong. Anyway, so it's almost like if you say you should play your team Antonio Brown, and you're backing Antonio Brown. Well, I don't see it that way. I think that's what they should do based on what's right and what's fair. But if lo and behold, if the next day more information comes out that it's like a video that proves that he did what he did, now you are associated in that camp with people who didn't believe the woman, and now you're scumbag.
Now you're
the one that was backing Antonio Brown. Well, you should have done the right thing and said he shouldn't play.
Yeah, but I think you're being consistent here.
But you're right. Like individuals can feel that way, right? But to me, it's a problem when the league looks like that, because I think they have in the past. When the league looks like it, apparently, I don't know, you're letting them. You say you're going to hold an investigation, but you're letting them play.
They're never consistent.
And in your investigation, you get more evidence and find out that maybe he did some of these things. So then you end up suspending him. So let's just say evidence comes out in the next week or two, and they suspend him. You don't think people are going to come back and say, "Yeah, and
you said he should play, Lou,"
and you let him play for a week or two before you gathered all your information and you let this man play, and they won two football games because before you even investigated it, Roger Goodell should be fired.
It's called
what is this guy going to do to be fired? He's incompetent. This is exactly what people will be saying
in
3 weeks if more evidence comes out.
They're wrong. It's America. That's what we do. That's how we operate. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. God. You're going to condemn him before any of this stuff happens. I don't know how you do that. You can't. And by the way, it's very possible, Lou. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm betting the other way. It's very possible that next Thursday or Friday we find out that he did something.
It's not apples and apples, but it is sort of like, you saw a video. You didn't know what it was. You suspended Ray Rice for two games. The full video came out inside the elevator. You looked foolish for only giving him two games. I remember the reaction.
So let me
ask, why do you only give this guy two games? How bad do they look? God, did Goodell screw this thing up? Why wouldn't you look into it first? Two games?
Well, because
now the video comes out. Oh my God, he looks so bad.
But he had the meeting, if you remember, with him, with Ray Rice and the fiance.
And I'm sorry for that.
And she denied anything happened. So we had already seen the first a video in which he was dragging her body out of the elevator, and she made some excuse up in that meeting. So he gave him the two games. And then, of course, the second video came out once they get the closed circuit security camera, and then we found out, oh my God, and there he is beating the crap out of her, and he had to change. So I'm not sure you're going to get anything out of the two participants when you sit down and talk with them. So let's say they meet on Thursday with Antonio Brown, and Friday they meet with Taylor, and nothing happens. And the league simply says, we had an investigation, and they say nothing. You know what will happen. The people that are screaming about it right now are going to say the NFL is hiding something, right? That's what they're going to say.
Answer me that question, Mr. Goodell.
And we don't have legal proceedings here. We don't have criminal legal proceedings. And that changes everything. All right, back to the phone calls we go. Larry's in a car. Hello, Larry.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Larry.
I wanted to think about this a little differently. I happened to be driving in a different state the other night, so I listened to, you know, satellite sports. And, man, I know this is a terrible situation, but it wasn't at all about Antonio Brown. It was about the history of the scandalous Patriots.
Right.
And what happened, you know, with the filming and what happened with this and what happened with that. I just wondered about the timing of all this, right? Could have happened when he was a Steeler, didn't. Could have happened when he was an Oakland Raider, didn't. I mean, I was curious. I said, man, I wouldn't put it past maybe a disgruntled owner out there to, you know, somehow find out this information and make it meaningful for someone to plant it as soon as Antonio Brown signs with the Pats. What do you think?
Which team? Is it Chiefs?
Well, I mean, don't you think Oakland had some insight? Pittsburgh had some insight? I don't know.
So you think a team set up Brittany Taylor? So an NFL football team is paying her to bring up these charges to cause a distraction once they found out that Antonio went to Boston, New England?
Well, if she's motivated by money, it's, you know, I mean, it's interesting that someone might say, you know, this business with Antonio Brown, if you're interested in moving it forward, there's something in it for you.
Yeah, Larry, I think you're onto something.
Jesus. That's a guy who wears the laundry a little too tight.
Jeez. Can we sell some soap?
No, I'm going to take another phone call. Patrick, we're going to Cincinnati.
Need a break.
Cincinnati.
From
Patrick
the
in Cincinnati.
Go ahead, Patrick. I'm right here.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I don't know.
What's up?
Hey, I was thinking about this this money grab thing. Are people still thinking it's a money grab thing, or is that still a thing?
Yes.
I've been trying to follow you guys.
Well, that's what his side is claiming. Yes.
So, and I was thinking, I was like, if he did it, I feel like, wouldn't he have paid her just to keep her quiet?
Going on for the last few months. So what's been going on is back and forth. They have been conversing, and they've had confidential meetings to try to either settle or obviously end this thing. And apparently it didn't work. And that's why we are where we are now with a civil suit.
So it brings me back, you know, being a Patriots fan. You know, I always think about other things too. You know, this happened to Manning when he was in college.
I mean,
you guys remember that whole thing with the trainer,
right?
And he paid her off, and that, I mean, it happened. So
But we don't know exactly whether he paid her off. I mean, people think that, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, that's just, you know, you can kind of make your assumptions. So,
different.
I don't know.
Different time.
No. So let me ask
you
a question,
time,
Patrick, Patriots fan.
Yeah.
If Antonio pays her off, does that mean it happened?
Why would he pay her off?
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering.
Then more likely than not it happened.
I'm just curious.
If he's paying her off, right?
I'm just wondering.
And I'll guarantee it's going to come out because he's already revealed this, apparently, that he's been paying her some money. They've been friends for a long time. She's been a trainer.
Yeah, but he could say I was paying her for being a trainer.
Could say that. Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
yep.
But can you also look
at... Like I said, Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
Oh, I paid him $3,000, $5,000. To train me.
Isn't that an interesting
not to kick my ass.
Yeah. Jussie Smollett. And then we've had OJ in this thing. And
yeah.
All of these different cases all pop up with this.
I didn't train.
You want to sell some soap, big fella?
I would love to.
Thanks for the world.
Hey, let's sell some soap. We got another Globie who apparently has come out and is indignant about this. We have another Globie indignant. Another Globie. We'll get to it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Baltimore, I'm going to give 6.5 down in Miami. That's the lock of the week.
And we officially have a 50-burger in Miami.
I'm so excited. We're getting a chair today.
Pretty good. Week one, huh? Week one, he nailed it.
Chair thing.
What? I don't get it, though. I'll say it clearly. Oh, okay. There's your...
Well,
I know. So I don't even know. Who did you pick last week?
I took.
You just heard it. He took Baltimore.
So much stuff going on
down in Miami. It was an absolute lock.
That was a double lock.
Yeah, I told you.
So let's do it again, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So the lock of the week brought to you by Craft Master Hardware. All right, it's time for our Patriots Friday lock of the week. Brought to you by Craft Master Hardware, security hardware, and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com.
It's got to be new.
All right.
Is it just Lou? Winning or is it covering? Covering.
Oh, no, right? No. We got to cover. Now, I know you guys don't like too much. You guys don't like this team very much.
What team?
But I'm telling you, I'm going to give you two words. Trevor Siemian.
Okay. Jeez, please.
That line opened at 2.5. It's up to 6.5. Cleveland goes to New York, and they beat the piss out of them.
Right.
They beat the dog piss out of
the Jets have gotten a. It's funny if this was a slow week for the Patriots, the Jets would be in the news more than anybody.
Le'Veon Bell, MRI, shoulder issue. Running back, that's not an issue, is it? Like no, when your shoulder hurts enough to go get an MRI?
Well, forget about him. Sam Darnold has mono, maybe out for the year.
And Noom was out for the year.
And Greg Williams, their defensive coordinator, has taken shot after shot after shot.
I love the way they're throwing that Darnold. Well, he's got mono. It's 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks, my ass. So he's got to gain all that strength, all that weight back and everything else. 4 to 6 weeks before he gets back onto the practice field. Then who knows how long
it
takes.
I like this. Greg Williams. I've never coached dirty plays, dirty hits anywhere I've been.
Yeah.
I've never coached dirty hits anywhere I've been.
Dirty hits everywhere he's been.
See, and that's
my
point.
Was he suspended?
He was, yes. He was in New Orleans.
New Orleans. He was part of the
Bounty Gate.
Bounty Gate. Was that the Deflate Gate? No, Bounty Gate.
Bully Gate? Nope, not Bully
Close.
Gate.
What was it?
Bounty Gate.
He put bounties.
$10,000 on a body, okay. Human body. Okay. Yeah, he did.
Here it is.
Remember, Greg was quoted as saying, oh, that was nothing that hasn't been done before.
Yeah. Cleveland in a blowout.
I like that pick. All right, so that was your...
You're still taking the points with Miami?
Yes.
So you think it'll be closer than 19?
Yes.
I heard some books might have it in the 20s.
Perfect. I'll go find that book.
The 20s.
No, I can be honest with you.
A road game.
I've said this before. I stay away from the Patriots because it's a no win.
You want to root the other. Yeah, I get it.
I just know because, you know, it's a double whammy if you lose. Right. How do you get excited if you. Yeah, it's just no.
All right, so that was your Craftmaster lock of the week.
Thank you very much.
Lock it in, Lou.
Mr. Announcer, thank you very much.
Well, I mean, I would like to pay it off if you would let me.
So the Globies are all on board on destroying the New England Patriots and just taking them to task. So we already gave you Tara Sullivan. We already gave you Shirley Luong on Antonio Brown. The Patriot way is about looking the other way.
Uh-huh.
Very similar to the Globe way. It's about looking the other way when people do things. Shaughnessy's headline.
Oh, here it comes.
The Patriots not learn anything by now. And here's how he opens up the story. I mean, come on, Dan. We know that you're a terrific columnist and you like to go to the extreme. This is the first sentence. 2 days after killing Odin Lloyd, Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez looked into the eyes of Bob Kraft and lied. He said he was not involved. Kraft testified in court in Fall River in 2015. He said he was innocent. Kraft later said that he was duped by Hernandez, who was eventually convicted of murder. And Dan's teeing it up. Here we are again. It's not murder this time. It's a rape allegation. There's no criminal complaint. This is a he said, she said civil lawsuit filed against wide receiver Antonio Brown. Can I repeat that?
Yes.
This is a he said, she said, civil lawsuit.
Well, you put it in quotes.
Is that a little bit different than killing Odin Lloyd?
A little bit.
So a little convicted bit difference
murder?
Here.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Draw some correlation.
Thank you very much. I don't know how much Shaughnessy knows about the law. Okay.
Sorry that makes me a bad person.
He knows birthdays and dates in history from 1922. Okay, and the Patriots, in all their fraudulence, sound as though they are ready to let Brown play against the Miami Dolphins Sunday afternoon at Hard Rock Stadium. This is America. Thank you, Dan. Brown gets the presumption of innocence. He has not even been charged with a crime. Thank you. You got all of it. You got one paragraph correct.
Let's end there.
He's not ending there.
What?
But why would the Patriots entertain the prospect of playing Brown until more is learned? They don't need this. They don't need Antonio Brown. What if more, worse stuff comes out? True. What if the rape allegation is true? Employees are sidelined all the time based on allegations that have not been filed as criminal cases. Really, Dan? Do you outline any of them?
No, he doesn't give
none of
examples.
Them. That is not true.
I've heard.
If somebody is suing somebody in a civil case, name for me one employee.
So he says it's
who's
common.
Been sidelined.
It's common in working America.
No, it's
why not.
Not
here.
It's not even
is
common in the Boston Globe.
Is he talking about here as the Patriots or here at the Globe?
It's
I
not
don't
even,
want to honor that.
And when he says why not here, is he talking about his paper or the Globe?
Dan, who knows? I wasn't there.
But Dan, you're a fool. You know what happened at the Boston Globe.
Well,
you know
on,
that your
on,
employees
you
were
continue.
Not sidelined.
Before they so and
work.
It happens in the NFL also. Tyreek Hill was sidelined. Tyreek Hill was not allowed to play.
Again,
there was a case, an ongoing case.
There was an ongoing case.
Law enforcement was involved.
It was the offseason. They said stay away from the building.
Yeah.
So it happens in the NFL. It's one small example. Continue.
It's easier to do in the offseason. Go ahead.
Employees are sidelined all the time based on allegations that have not been filed as criminal cases. It is absolutely not true, as evident by how the Boston Globe operates, Dan Shaughnessy. It's common in working America. Why not here? Did Kraft and Bill Belichick learn nothing from the Hernandez case? I mean, he's not even making a case that the NFL should sideline him. Because if you read on further in the column, he mentions that they're not doing that. And then he says, why play this guy? The NFL will investigate the matter, but it is not placing Brown on the exempt list. And he goes on to talk, no murder this time, maybe no rape, maybe no assault, maybe we'll never know. I've seen enough. Brown is a loser. He may be right there. Okay, I'm not disputing that, Dan. And the Patriots should lose him. But he, right now, has not been convicted of anything, Dan. So you're right. He could be a loser. Nobody's disputing that. But the Patriots should just lose him? Suppose he's falsely accused. Is that a possibility?
If he went and stood in the corner for a year, I think it would help his chances.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Again, it's like, you know, I think everybody at this point knows how I feel about it. You know, that the league should have waited, should have investigated, but a lot of people
what about the Patriots?
Areas
so do you
with
think,
it. Like,
do
they
you...
should just release him. No.
Well, that's what he's saying. So do you think if the league is not going to put him on the exempt list, do you believe the Patriots should play?
Listen, I remember when the Kareem Hunt thing broke, and I remember thinking the Chiefs shouldn't release him.
Right, I said
they
the same
just
thing.
Suspend him.
We talked about it.
He should be suspended.
Yep.
But they went with the, you know, he lied to us.
That one was easy.
We asked him what happened. He lied to us, so they lied. He lied. He whatever. He moved on.
See, he's
so
right.
He moved on to Cleveland. See, so Dan, he goes play. Still plays in the league. What'd you do?
Dan's right about this one. The first week of Brown's life in New England is a case study in Fanboy 101. Well, that's going to happen anywhere, Dan. The same people who 10 days ago mocked and ridiculed Brown are now twisting themselves into pretzels. That's a line you use all the
time.
Twisting into pretzels. He's stealing your material.
I know. Wait, he's a liar.
Wait till he writes Dunsky in one of his columns, okay? They're twisting themselves into pretzels to justify his place on the field for the Patriots. Swell. But if Brown plays Sunday, the Patriots have learned nothing. They are hypocrites. Woo, there's that term again, just like the Globe. They are hypocrites because they have ownership that constantly pounds us with the Patriot way and insist it cares about something other than winning and making money. Why not err on the side of caution this time, just in case all of the charges turn out to be true? I would respond to Dan Shaughnessy, why not err on the side of caution this time, Dan, just in case all of these charges turn out to be false. So why don't we play it that way, Dan?
Right.
Why are we erring on the side of caution because you think these charges might turn out to be true? Suppose it's just the opposite. It turned out to be false.
There's a lot of that, and I completely understand it. You know what? Just to play it safe, you know what? Not that we don't believe you, but you have put us in a pickle. There is a lot of attention, and, you know, just to play it safe, because we just don't feel like dealing with it right now, and next week we'll revisit it.
But his reputation,
Yeah, you know, your reputation, you haven't had the
a little
best,
shaky.
You haven't had the best
guy.
Month.
Yeah.
I can easily, I don't have a problem with this. If you want to do that, do it. It's your business, run it how you want to. Oh, I thought you were taking a call.
I was waiting for you to finish your sentence.
I saw the mouse move.
You know I would never interrupt.
Please. I'm conditioned to stop when the mouse moves. That's pretty bad.
Well, even when I eat?
Yes.
Here's John in Springfield. Hello, John.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, I have an issue with something you just said a little while ago. You said, well, if he settles, doesn't it mean more than likely he's guilty of something?
No, I think that would be the optics. That was the point I was making, that if this thing suddenly gets settled and he pays her money next week, what do you think the reaction is going to be by most people?
Because can one of your producers look up how much money Anthony Davis has made over his career? Because I have a question for you.
Anthony
Brown. Antonio Brown. I believe it's 70 million?
I don't know. Yeah, about that probably. Why?
Some serious Jack in the Bank. And if someone came at me and I was... And they said, hey, let's go in the other room and play the secret game. I would burn my house down, spending every money I could to prove my innocence, because that's going to follow him the rest of his life. He should not settle at all.
Well, you just assume he's innocent.
Yeah, I'd let him
listen. My opinion, if you were to ask me, is that, yes, this probably is a money grab. Okay? It probably is. All right? But I don't know. People do assume it, and they twist themselves in pretzels, ripping this girl apart.
There it is again.
Yeah, just ripping her apart over an alleged rape.
Stealing your material.
Claim, right?
You know, instead of selling soap, when we go to breaks, we're going to sell pretzels.
Right.
We could use a pretzel sponge.
Lou was trying to make a point.
No, I'm just saying.
Well,
sorry. Someone, allegedly, someone's making a claim that she was raped. And we spent the last 3 or 4 days ripping her apart in her story. I don't know. That just seems, whatever.
So you have a step.
Because the guy's on our football team.
So you get this guy, Larry Moss Jr.
And it still might be true.
Yes.
But that's where we're at.
Right.
Because he's on our football team. We have automatically just assumed that she's just, money grab.
Yeah, you can't do that. That is ridiculous. Anybody who says that is crazy. On the other hand, based on what Shaughnessy just wrote, I don't think you can just take him off the field until you have substantial evidence, right?
Well, you don't release him.
I would never release him.
No.
Right? Well, I might release him if it turns out that
I'm not even saying release him. Yeah. I'm saying the league should have taken it out of the Patriots' hands.
So did you see the story USA Today today? Larry Moss Jr., the former stepfather of Antonio Brown, sounds like a charming guy. He's quoted. Now, he has not had a relationship or seen Antonio Brown since, is it 2000? It's 14 years now. 14 years now, he hasn't seen him, so he's been out of his life. Here's his comment. I can't tell you what he did, what they said he did, but I know he's very abusive to women.
Jeez.
So that was 14 years ago, he's saying that. As far as raping somebody, Brown just feels like he can have whatever he wants. He's just empowered that way. So it doesn't surprise me that this kind of allegation came out about him. So in this piece, they later on interview Antonio Brown's brother, who basically says that this stepfather was abusive and was beating the crap out of Antonio.
This guy, Josh Peter from USA Today, they interview this guy, as you said, this former stepfather, like he's some credible source. He walks up and down Antonio, right? Wouldn't be surprised at all. Meanwhile, you find out this guy was arrested and charged with cocaine in 89, charged with cocaine possession with intent in 98.
What's that?
Probation. Yeah. He was arrested for aggravated assault and battery, served unspecified time of jail. Also guilty to criminal trespass in 90, served 9 days in jail for that. I mean, this guy is a flipping mess.
What are you talking about? He claims that he gave Antonio a wonderful childhood.
I like that one, too. He asked about his relationship with Antonio. I whooped his ass one time with a cord. I beat his ass, he said. I did. And that was probably the only time I really chastised him.
But if you chastise
your kid, does that mean you beat him with a cord and whoop his ass?
No, not for me. But they got in a fight, right? And either Antonio Brown or his brother punched him in the face.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? So it was good. It was a teaching moment, right? It was a bonding moment. After that, things were different.
And after you sit down and interview with this guy for like 15, 20 minutes, and he's going on and on, you find out all about him in the past, and he's listening to him, you're like, I can't write this article.
Right.
I can't use this guy as the source.
I said something bad.
He said something bad. He put it on USA Today.
Because he said something bad.
Job well done.
This guy is a mess.
So who can I find?
Media Today.
Let me see. Someone who's in a bad relationship.
Oh, believe this guy? Are you on coke right now?
Let me get the ex-father-in-law.
Are you on coke right now?
Stepdad. Let me get the ex-stepdad.
And then it turns out that the mother left the kids and went with the stepfather because the stepfather had a steady job. So he left the kid. I mean, the when you look at this.
So he hasn't
had a great support.
Is this what
system,
we're doing now? Right? So we're going to go back to his childhood before anything's even happened. We're going to try to figure what makes Antonio Brown tick? Why does he need so much attention?
Why does he do so many of those videos? Well, was an abusive stepfather that was in and out of probation and jail, arrested multiple times. And you're going to have him say, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he did it. Doesn't shock me. And you're going to print it in USA Today?
But I know he's
given his history?
But I know he's very abusive to women. And this guy, Larry Moss Jr., the stepfather, was abusive to his wife.
Antonio's mom. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And this is the story. This hour has been sponsored by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com. We got a last call. It's coming up very soon here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, now stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing hand?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car. Help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or at carsforkids.com. We go to the New York Mets, who were just asking a simple request from Major League Baseball. It's been 18 years since the horrific events of 9/11. It happened in New York City. We'd like to wear the little New York PD caps. Can we do it for a freaking game? And the league said no, and their play-by-play guy, Howie Rose, ripped them.
The Mets, once again, are not allowed to wear their first responders' caps during the game. They're allowed to wear them during batting practice and for the incomprehensible to me that Major League Baseball cannot see fit to allow the Mets to pay tribute to those who gave their lives and in some cases are still doing so. It's okay for MLB to foist those horrendous Players' Weekend uniforms on us. They allowed the Houston Astros to wear Apollo 11 caps commemorating the moon landing 50 years ago. But somebody at a very, very high level in Major League Baseball's hierarchy needs to answer to this. I don't care if it's the commissioner, if it's Joe Torre, if it's somebody else of power. Somebody has got to answer this question. Whose rights are being infringed upon by the Mets wearing first responder caps for one day in game? It's not about copyright. It's not about licensing. We need to know who would be hurt, who would be damaged by the Mets wearing those caps. And all I know is Major League Baseball has stonewalled the Mets every time they have tried to wear those caps
right,
during the
game. He continues on and on. Yeah. But he nailed it. He nailed it. He's right. Who is it hurting?
0-1 pitch.
What would be the reason that you don't allow them to wear the caps?
Makes no sense.
Especially when Houston wore them a couple months ago here for the moon landing anniversary, 50th anniversary. All right, boys, that's going to do it for us. We take you out with Eddie Money. We lost him.
Oh.
Age 70, passed away of cancer.
You'll what hear song it. Is this?
You're supposed to know all the songs. This is our contest for you.
Wait,
you name the tune.
Take me home tonight?
No, actually,
what is
it's
this?
Not.
Name taking the tune. What? I do not
Go
know.
Ahead.
It's actually Two Tickets to Paradise.
Oh, I don't know the beginning.
Knocking wood at the end.
I don't hear him.
He's not here.
I just want to get to the chorus.
He was a former.
Chips.
By the way,
can we fast forward to the chorus?
He was a former New York City Cup.
Okay. What else? It's not his real name, right?
It's not his real name. Anybody's not his real name.
So if I want to, hey, Mr. Money.
Christian Fourier is not your real name. We know that. You changed it for the
talk
show.
Talk over the chorus.
No, this isn't the chorus.
Oh, right. You're right. It's not the chorus.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so then Mr. Music Man over here.
Hi, boys.
I can play this on the guitar.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Catch you Monday with Bill Belichick. 2 o'clock. Patriots Monday. Goodbye.
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.